Good morning. It is a good morning, isn't it?
It's a good morning.
Yeah, it started when I woke up this morning. There was a little bit of rain, but all it was just to wash off the dust.
There it is.
And then the sun came out. Amen. We have a wonderful psalm this morning. A song is in my heart because I read this psalm, Psalm 92, and I love the way it starts. What a beautiful thing, God, to give thanks, to sing an anthem to you, the high God, to announce your love each daybreak, sing your faithful presence all through the night, accompanied by dulcimer and harp, the full-bodied music of strings. You make me happy, God. I saw your work and I shouted for joy. How magnificent your work, God. How profound your thoughts. So, with that, you get a feeling for the psalm from the Message Bible. But let's go to King James to see what it really says. How's that, huh? It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing. Yes. What does good mean in the Hebrew? It means beautiful, best, bountiful, cheerful, lovingly, merry, pleasant, and sweet. It's a sweet thing. Yes. To give thanks unto the Lord. When you give him thanks, is it sweet?
It is.
Yeah, something happens in us. When we start to thank him, something happens in us and we change. And we become sweet because he's sweet. Amen. To give thanks unto the Lord, what does it mean to give thanks? In the Hebrew, it means to hold out the hand, to throw up the hand, to worship with hands extended, to shoot praise unto him. So many times when you're giving thanks, what happens to your hands? They automatically go up, right? So do the corners of your mouth. Amen. Amen. And to sing praises unto thy name. To sing praises means to celebrate and sing in song and music. To strike the fingers as if to clap or play an instrument. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. To show forth loving kindness means to show forth beauty,
yeah,
favor, goodness, and mercy. I love those qualities about our Father God, don't you? Don't you love those qualities? I am so thankful that he is merciful. Are you?
Yeah.
Amen. He is full of mercy, full, running over, filled to the brim, and running over, merciful. Amen. And thy faithfulness at night. It means when we think of his faithfulness, we think of his firmness. Isn't it wonderful to have a God who's firm, who's solid, who's the very meaning of truth? Security, fidelity, steadfastness, all those wonderful qualities in a nation, as we live in the United States of America, where all the lines are being grayed. Everything is moving, everything is fluid. But we have a God who is faithful, who's firm, who's steady,
that's
that
right.
We can put our trust in. Amen?
Right. Amen?
Amen. So what a beautiful psalm, and it leads us right into worship. So let's stand and let's say it from the King James Version together. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Let's worship him, Pastor.
Amen.
Let's thank him.